Off the Ball Breakfast.
It's the thing Hamer always said, when I took on this Ireland gig, the one thing I could be sure about was there's going to be a bit of dog in them. Then I realised there was no dog in them.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Talk about fairy tale story, Paul, for Kildare over the last few days. To have gone Christy Ring last year, to have started the McDonagh with a defeat, and then to eventually be going up the steps in the Hogan Stand. This is dreamland stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, like you said it yourself, 12 months ago, to think we're in this position after beating Derry in Croke Park, and then even after the Kerry game, it just took off after that, and just got that result against Westmeath, and it's hard to believe, we've playing third tier hurling last year and we're now welcoming the Dubs on Saturday. It's just mad to think, but it's just been an unbelievable 48 hours. Yeah.
Brian was saying after the game at the weekend that there was almost a chat within the camp after you got to the middle of the campaign, and it was, you're now safe, but how much more do you want to achieve? And there was a belief within the group that you wanted to kick on, and it wasn't just about staying in the McDonagh for another season.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of us would have been involved 2 years ago when we got relegated after a good league campaign. And I suppose there was probably, prior to the John McDonagh, there was probably still a bit of scar tissue from that campaign. That was a very tough day to get relegated by Down in Hawkfield. And I suppose this year, the management, they have full backing in us. They're unbelievable. And they just wanted us to believe that we're good enough to be here and compete. We should respect every team because it's a wonderful competition, but have no fear for any of your opponents, that we are good enough to be here, we are good enough to beat these. And then slowly throughout the year, more and more the belief just started to seep into the players group. And then after the Westmeath game, that really was when it hit home that these are a team that bet Wexford 2 years ago. We're good enough to be here, and just kicked on and haven't really looked back since.
Yeah, because later in the year will be the time maybe to reflect on it, but to go through Westmeath, Laois away, Carlow away as a route to get through to the final as well, and to beat those teams who have been playing in Leinster so recently as well, you made it as difficult as you could for yourselves by losing the first game.
Yeah, I know. It's mad. If you asked anyone after that Kerry game, they would have probably said, Kildare don't have head-to-head in Kerry now. It's a very likely permutation that we'd be the ones to get relegated. Westmeath, Carlow and Laois, are three unbelievable teams, themselves, Offaly, Antrim, that's the standard Kerry in recent times, that's the standard of Joe McCarlin. They're the counties we've aspired to catch, because that yo-yo effect, they were the teams, the level we wanted to get to. And to get those three wins, particularly the two away from home, Port Laois and Dr. Cullen, that's two tricky venues to go to. Just brilliant to get results and then kick on, then play Down last round.
I watched you in that final against Offaly a couple of years ago in the 2A final in the league, where I felt like maybe that was going to be trying to the kicking through the door moment. This is the kicking through the door moment, though. Back in Leinster for the first time since 2004.
Yeah, no, it's mad. But that league final, we did a 6-day turnaround to the first round of championship and played an unbelievable Carlow team in Dr. Cullen and got absolutely annihilated, and that just railroaded the whole campaign. And was a setback. I probably felt a bit after that year, one step forward, three steps back. But no, then when Brian took over, blooded a lot of 20s through. After you get relegated, could be a time when senior lads and lads
step
go travelling,
yeah.
There's probably dangers in that sense, but if anything, the panel, credit to Brian and the lads they brought in and the panel they put together, we got stronger if anything, and then just used last year as a building block, got back to John McDonagh hurling, which is what we wanted, and then this year it just grew again.
There's so many people probably been so important in this journey. I don't kind of want to leave people out, because I think of Herity and what he did initially, now Brian's come in. But with Brian, he's building up this wonderful CV and this really varied CV between Camogie, between the schools hurling with Kieran's, and now what he's done with you guys over the last couple of seasons as well. Clearly, this is a very accomplished coach who's come in with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Brian's unbelievable. The team he has around him as well, two coaches there, Conor O'Shea, Eamon O'Shea's son. Richie Root, who's Brian's right-hand man with Kieran's, and he's unbelievable. then like our SC coach is a Kildare man from Maynooth. He's unbelievable. We've Richie Hoban in as a selector, and he would have hurled for Kildare for years. Just backroom team, like unbelievable, just everyone. And like then Brian just brings it all together. Like he's like you know yourself, like his CV is speaking for itself at the moment. But yeah, just all the players just completely buy into anything that management team asks us to do, and like this year we got a reward for it.
Did it help that there's been a bit of success and even Croke Park success for some of the panels? So like the Christy Ring last year is so kind of fresh in the memory. Naas lads have been up there in an All-Ireland Club Intermediate final, you know, Leinster games being played there by them as well. That experience probably helped going into the weekend, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Like we're like a lot of us have played in Croke, or like I've had two Christy Ring finals that I've been a part of and we've won the two. But then Sunday presented a different occasion in the sense that like just the crowd, the parade and all, like there was many variables that we weren't accustomed to. But yeah, winning a game in Croke Park, like you know yourself, like if it's going to stand for something, like it's like when you go there, like I know Laois had the heartbreak of last year and like based on recent times, the losing the previous final in John McDonagh does sometimes help you the following year, like it happened with Offaly. But yeah, no, like having that experience of going up there and just being used to it, yeah, definitely did help us.
Can also be unusual to play a team you've played that recently as well. So like the Port Laois performance where you beat them by 11 that time in the round robin, you were excellent that day. Yeah. And it's kind of recreating that and maybe trying to keep that form up towards the final can be very tricky when it's an opponent you've only played a few weeks ago.
Yeah, like I think Cork and Limerick showed how dangerous it is to play a team you've already bet in the championship, because like that previous result stands for absolutely nothing. But yeah, like we were very aware of like the threat that they had based on that game in Port Laois. Like you look at Paddy Purcell, Mossy Keys, these lads, even Podgelaney, like they have a serious team, and like we just knew we were going to have to bring our A game to beat them, and thankfully that second half performance was enough to get us over the line.
This weekend is kind of dreamland stuff. So the minute I saw the Tailteann Cup draw, I thought, right, this is well set for a doubleheader. So you've got Offaly against Kildare in the football game. You've got yourselves in Dublin in the afternoon. Maybe people who are curious about Kildare hurling that have kind of maybe gotten the bandwagon will come along and watch the game. I think it's going to be packed at the weekend. Yeah. Even what I would call, and I loosely call it kind of football people in Kildare, will surely come in early and watch you guys after what's happened the week before. This is a dream scenario to have what's going to be a very busy Connlets for this game at the weekend against Dublin.
Oh, definitely. Like the new Connlets, it's a wonderful venue. There's been a lot of good games there, a lot of sold-out games. The footballers always do bring a brilliant crowd, to be fair to them. And like even sure Sunday I saw a lot of traditionally footballing people from Kildare up and they came up to Croke Park, and like we appreciate that because like it's brilliant, like seeing the more you get out of a game the better, like for that following. And yeah, I know my own club have an under 11 team that are playing at half time. I was talking to one of the coaches there yesterday, so even that, like inspiring the next generation, and like that's going to be some occasion for them in such like probably a sold out Connlets. Yeah, just really look forward to it.
Yeah, and that's no disrespect to Hawkfield, by the way, but you know, like I've seen you guys playing lower tier games there, and like this is just different gravy when you're playing an All-Ireland series game as well against Dublin. And you have to have that belief. I know 2019 is the outlier with Laois winning that game against Dublin, but given what you guys have done, and I appreciate you've been going around the bus and having the crack for the last couple of days, that when you do settle back down and get ready, you can give this a right good go.
Yeah, like I know you're right, and the 2019 is the outlier. Like obviously there's maybe a perception in the media and outside say that this fixture shouldn't exist, that the championship could be restructured to have a more competitive fixture, or that like it's unfair on ourselves that we've played 6 days after a final. But like we don't get days like this too often in Kildare as hurlers. Like we're getting the opportunity to welcome an unbelievable Dublin side, like two Connlets, sell it out and give them absolutely everything. Like, and we're not going to say, oh, we were on the beer 5 days ago, or make excuse for ourselves. Like, we're just really looking forward to that game.
Yeah, you've a good few boys in that panel who are good shooters on Twitter. I noticed as well as they play on the field. So I think it's a happy camp you've had over the last while too. Just on that point about the championship itself, it's interesting to get your experience of it, that like it's very different maybe to how we see it from the outside, because when you see it as an outsider, you kind of go, the reward for the McDonagh really should be the promotion for next season and you've got the cup. But I know how much it can mean to teams to bring a big team either from Munster or Leinster down to play in a game, even if it isn't ideal with the 1 week turnaround. That's maybe more valuable than ripping it away.
Yeah, like there's Kildare are at a stage where we're getting more and more hurling clubs, and like just even for the young kids, like the opportunity at Tier 1 County, welcomed into Connlitz and just bringing young kids there, and they'll be out with us on the pitch afterwards, probably autographs and that sort of thing. And like, we want to inspire the next generation. Like, our job as players is to, please God, leave the jersey in a better place than we got it. And yeah, like that opportunity to sell out Connlitz, have as many people there as we can, is just really good. Yeah.
Final one for me is that so next year, and it's a long way away, you don't need to think about this right now, but a lot of us were looking at the fixtures, because you're going to inherit Antrim's fixtures reversed for next year. Okay. You go to Nolan Park, you get to play Offaly probably in the last round, I would say, in Newbridge. Yeah. Like, it must be mouthwatering when you do sit down in a few months' time and go, we're going to be taking on top teams, Galway, Dublin, Wexford, Kilkenny next year.
Yeah. Like, I've watched obviously a lot of Leinster Championship in recent times myself, and like, we'll be under no illusions to step up that is required to get to that level. It's obviously the McDonagh winners, like, it presents us with a big challenge of that first year. Awfully we're able to do it this year.
Like, you don't want to yo-yo though, that's
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah, like, it's because, like, you look, Laois have been down since 2022, and they've been probably one of the best teams, one of the most consistent teams in Joe McDonagh, and they still haven't been able to get back up. So yeah, it's going to present a major challenge, but geez, that's where you want to be, like, playing the Leinster Championship.
No disrespect to Cork or Limerick or Tip or any of the boys who go on to an All-Ireland final at the end of this. I think Kildare is still going to be the story of the summer of what you've achieved. To go from Christy Ring to the Senior Championship in a couple of seasons is incredible stuff. And, you know, 20-odd years since you played in Leinster, it's going to be magic for you next year. I'm sure getting away and doing the media today was maybe a good excuse to get away from the party at the moment. Yeah. But good luck to you guys getting re-prepared for the weekend as well.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Will.